Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Oh, thank you very much, and we are set to go and talking about Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. Hang on, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. It is a lot of fun because we've got a big series to wrap up and a big series to preview as the Huskies come home for two against Lake State this Friday and Saturday night. Get your tickets as soon as possible. This is going to be a dandy as these two teams battle it out in WCHA play. Drop of the puck both nights, 7:07 from the John McKinnis Student Ice Arena. And don't forget, we'll have our pregame tune on in as you're making your way to the rink starting at 6:30 here on Mix 93. Good morning, Coach Pearson.
Good morning. What a beautiful day to start a great week of hockey. A great weekend on Saturday, or great night Saturday night, and looking forward to a great weekend of hockey.
Nobody's starting any outdoor rinks yet with this weather.
No, absolutely not. And we'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it as long as we can get it. And we know we're going to get a little of that white stuff at some point. But anyway, yeah, we got lots to talk about. Really looking forward to the weekend ahead of us, obviously. We get back into WCHA play, which I think is good. We, you know, now we get 10 straight games league play, which is going to be a very important stretch for us. We're playing some really good teams. Obviously, we got Lake State. We've got Bemidji mixed in there. We've got Bowling Green. And then obviously we have that 10-11 day trip to Alaska. So we'll be on the road again quite a bit, but we've got to take advantage of our home games. And we have a couple this weekend. I know we're excited. Our players are to be back home.
What was your feeling, Coach, after the series against Michigan State? You split on the road. You always say that's, you know, most coaches say that's fine. But did you feel a little bit left?
Yes.
Like we left something there?
Yes. Yeah. We haven't really had a game, maybe our first game of the year, but since that point, our team has played pretty hard and pretty gritty, and I've liked our team for the most part. And I thought Friday we were a little off, especially the first maybe half of the game. We haven't been like that for a while. Now, part of that was the team we played. They played very hard. They skated. They played with energy. They played physical. You don't get any time or space. They always had guys back, so you really didn't have any outnumbered opportunities, whether a 2-on-1 offensively or 3-on-2. Very rare in this the whole weekend, but especially on Friday night. And I just thought we were just a little off, you know. And you can tell from the bench when you're pay attention now, Dirk, when I say reacting versus anticipating. When you anticipate, you're already on your way to a spot. When you're reacting, you wait and then go to that spot. And just that, whether it's a second or a split second, you're off, then you're always chasing. I thought we were chasing the game on Friday night. We were just never there. Like I said, for the first period and a half, and then we got our going a little bit. But sometimes it's too little too late. You just can't flip that switch on and have it. It's not like, electricity. You have to be prepared. And I just thought we were a little off Friday for the first time in a long time.
And on Saturday night, much better as far as our feet movement, right?
Without a doubt. And you could see that right from the start. And that was the difference. That was the difference. It's all preparation, and most of it's mental. You know, you have to get yourself ready to play. And you know, obviously we have a long season. We play over two halves. We've been on the road. You can make any excuses you want, but like I told the team prior to Saturday's game, we only get two games a weekend. I mean, you got to be dialed in for those 2 days that weekend, and we'll give you time off, and if you need some here or there, I mean, we're mentally whatever, but those two nights you have, and that's why it's so important that we have the energy to play the games. To me, that is critical, that you have the energy, and then obviously mentally you have to be in a good place too. So as you prepare for the weekend, whether it's giving a team a day off, whether it's taking a little lighter in practice, your structure, whatever you're going to do, a proper rest, proper nutrition, because, you know, you've got to be ready to go because, you know, college hockey, anybody can beat anybody on any given night, just the way the game is. And if you're just a little off, you're going to get beat. You usually have to play, you know, hard and compete and play when you're, you know, play to your best each night. If you're not, most nights or a lot of nights, you can get beat.
Well, let's take a look at Friday night scoring. The Spartans got on the board first with Osborne getting his second of the season.
Hirose drops it for Appleton coming in late. Back to the front of the net, they score! Appleton in front, then Osborne on the rebound. And a nice play there by the Spartans coming across. Huskies did not pick up anybody coming in late, and it's a 1-0 lead for Michigan State.
Seemed like a harmless play, coach, from the side of the net, and just kind of bounced right back to the front.
Yeah, and let me quantify something, Dirk, here. Is when I said, you know, most nights you're going to... We were still in the game. We were still in the game Friday night. As poor as we maybe had played at times, you know, we carried a lot of the play. You know, we outshot them in the game. I mean, there are a lot of good things going on. I mean, when you go on the road and you only give up 16 shots on goal against... And, you know, over the second half, they had eight shots on goal over the last two periods. That's an average of four a period. That's pretty darn good. I mean, you'd take that any given night. So it's not like we were terrible, but you could just sense that we were just a little off. And first goal, you know, we had guys back. We got caught puck watching a little bit, so they had a guy come down, and we got all concentrated on the puck, and consequently they had some players drift by us towards the net, and one of them was a freshman who was out there, and he's watching the puck, and he sort of looks at the guy and then looks back to the puck, and this guy just steps by him, and the puck happened to be a rebound that came right to him, and Angus had no chance on that.
1-0, Osborne gets the goal, Appleton and Hirose get the assist, but the Huskies come right back. Mason Blacklock plugged into the lineup with the injury to Brent Baltus, and he gets a goal, his first of the year, from Reed Sturros and Matt Roy to make it a 1-1 hockey game. And we're going to have that right now.
Across the line now is Sturros. In front, here's a chance on a backhand shot! Scores! Blacklock gets it! Mason Blacklock with the goal, and the Huskies come right back to tie it up on a pretty play coming down the chute.
Well, Coach, you talk about how the 3-on-2s don't develop against State like that. There's a perfect example. There was a guy right on him. There really was no room there, and he still found a way to put it in.
Well, we did. We created a little bit of space, but they backchecked hard. But the way we created the outnumbered rush was Matt Roy jumped up in the play, a defenseman. And a lot of times the way teams defend defensively, the only way you can create outnumbered rushes is hopefully your defenseman get involved in the play. And Matt did on this one. He made a real nice pass, and then Reed made a good pass. And, yeah, Mason's got a guy with him, but he's, you know, big, strong body and skates well, and he just pulled it as a backhand. And it was a big goal. It was a good bounce-back shift. So, yeah, you know, we're talking 30 seconds later after we give up a goal, and we always talk how important it is to have a real good shift the next shift, whether you have scored a goal or given up a goal. And I thought that was huge. You know, that got us right back in the game.
Yeah, 1-1 score. Blacklock's first of the season. Sturros and Roy get the assist. 1-1 after one, and just seven shots for each team in that first period of play. We go to the second period, and Jake Lucchini gives the Huskies a 2-1 lead.
Lucchini gets the puck, and back over for Roy, now for Ock. Ock will walk in, tipped in front by Lesperance, trying to bring it to his form. Another shot, rebound, scores! Lucchini again puts it in, just like last week on the rebound, and he bats it home for a Husky 2-1 lead.
Well, that was on the power play for Michigan Tech, and a nice play there. Lucchini is good at finding that open space where nobody's covering them.
No question. And what we're trying to do there is get an outnumbered situation at the net. And we did. We have the last couple times, and that's where Lucchini, he's going to get those tap-in goals. Last year, Lesperance was a recipient of quite a few of those, and Tyler Hanonen. So anytime we can get that outnumbered rush or outnumbered situation at the net, you're usually going to have a guy, and hopefully the puck, it either bounces that way or it doesn't. And Jake has been fortunate the last couple times. Puck has bounced right to him, and he's wide open, and he's got a lot of net to put it in, and he made no mistake. But big goal for us. I thought at that point, that was a big goal. We started, you know, we had a couple tough shifts in the second period, but I thought that was a huge goal to give us the lead, and that was the first time we had the lead on the weekend that night. And I thought from that point on, you know, we're in good shape. We had a couple good opportunities. I don't remember if you remember when Jake Jackson came down. clearly beats Mini, rings it off the post. That could have made it 3-1. So we had some other opportunities to stretch the lead, but we couldn't get any separation.
And then we get whistled for a hooking call. Jake Lucchini goes off at 15:36 to give the Spartans a power play late in that.
Yeah, and these are the penalties that really frustrate, I think, your players and a coach. You know, it's in the neutral zone, a long, long.